I knew you'd come.
Woo! Man, baby. Want to wrestle?
We got two words for ya!
Glorious! No, I won't give in. I won't give in till I'm victorious.
You are listening to Brotherly Love Wrestling Podcast with your host, the Supreme Dream, and the Irish Nightmare. Welcome back, everybody. This is another episode of Brotherly Love Wrestling Podcast, a member of Pulse Podcast Network. And did you miss us?
No, I didn't fucking miss you at all. If you're asking me.
I was talking to them. Us. I know you didn't miss me, and I definitely didn't miss you.
Can't it's fucking stand you. We only do this is purely, strictly a professional relationship.
Yeah.
Anytime you see us out and about and you see the pictures of these shows, we really fucking can't stand each other.
Yeah.
We might look happy in the public eye.
Yeah, we have to.
But we just fucking can't stand each other.
Nope. Not at all. So, a lot has happened over the holiday break and everything going on now. There's, especially Monday and Tuesday with the Raw and SmackDown. Man, what a difference a night makes in the same exact company doing the same exact concept of a show.
Is that what we're starting with?
It's just, you really it's wanna, hard. I want to jump right in.
Want to jump right in on the fucking train wreck followed by the smooth sailing?
Yeah,
that was pretty good.
Was good. I'll give it to you on that one. Monday Night Raw being a total just abomination.
I remember, I don't remember, the time period, but I remember this happening. Happening so many more times. Don't choke on the fucking gummy worm.
I'm good.
I remember, certain points in history where this has happened before, and I said it on Twitter or whatnot. The bad guys, there's not a strong enough face alliance. There's no alliances, and just there's some good faces, but there's no overly mega star that could. So they make
like a Cena.
Yes, like a Cena, exactly.
Yeah.
So these guys are unstoppable right now, and they're going to be like that for a couple weeks because your top face, which is
you're talking about Strowman, McIntyre, and
Trashley, McIntyre, and Barry Corbs.
Yeah, sorry, I don't know where Strowman
and Leo Rush.
Yeah, but those three, they've been destroying. Now, leading into this is not a rumor at all. Just what probably you as well want to happen. Can you not see the way they're doing this in Raw, of them leading to a Undisputed Era?
No, I can't because you know what it is? It's the NWO all over again. The NWO reigned massively and just beat the living. That's why it rung such I couldn't think of it because I'm half a moron, but this is exactly not the way that it comes about, but this is your dominant
style.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you have, it's completely different circumstances, but you had Sting who went away and hid in the rafters. Roman, unfortunately, is fighting an illness, so he's gone. So he's in the rafters for a year, so to speak.
Yeah.
Then you have Strowman out with an injury that's Macho Man being out.
Mm-hmm.
So you have your lesser stars that you haven't built up into anything special unless you're turning someone into a figment of people's imagination, like a demon.
Yeah.
Rollins is busy with Ambrose and then possibly someone else. So you really have Elias. You're leaving Elias and Finn to just get brutally beat down until until someone comes back.
Okay,
I think that these guys are going to get their ass beat every week. And you'll have shades of a little bit of redemption here and there. They might get some cheap pin, but then they're going to get their ass beat afterwards.
All right, so now with you saying that about Rollins and Ambrose and blah, 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 now, looking back, is it a mistake that they did the Dean thing when they did? Because now you lost out on Seth Rollins not being able to be that guy because he's in this side storyline.
No,
Or no, doesn't that matter?
Shield 3.0 just wasn't doing it. And now
I agree.
I think without Roman, as befuddling and as surprising, without Roman, you lose a chunk of the show.
Yeah, because you were dedicating 4 segments to him.
Oh, be it as it may, that's who they chose as the face of their company. It's their fault that they have nobody that can carry the torch, so to speak, and that they're not going to trust enough to. Cause you have no faces on that show. Yeah. Who do you have? Who do you have that's like a viable threat to these three?
No, you're right.
Strowman was the last one.
Yeah.
I don't really believe if Lars, which I do think he should go to Raw, he's not needed on fucking SmackDown. SmackDown's talent. He's talentless.
Yeah.
So, don't get your panties all up in a bunch. He is. But anyway, he's good. I can't see him being a face.
You're right. He has to be,
especially with all the heat that he's getting from all the shit that he said back in 2011 about.
No, you're right.
How he hates he's like the Aryan race. He hates everybody but the blonde hair, blue eyes.
Yeah.
But anyway, before I sidetrack myself, I could see him coming in as a heel who would actually probably align with these guys, like the Big Show did, or Paul White did, the Giant did.
Which leads me to the Undisputed Era.
Vince would crush them like.
Look, I know that. I know that.
Like that. They'll bring them up. Look, you're going to see their biggest name is Adam Cole, who is maybe up to fucking Drew McIntyre's hip.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're going to get demolished. Believe me, everyone wants to see it because everyone wants to see the big faction. But in Vince's eyes, these are 4 small guys. They're going to come after my monsters. I'm going to squash them. That's the way it goes. That's the way it always goes. You'll have a glimmer of hope, and Vince McMahon turns into Ursula from fucking Little Mermaid and just completely destroys. If you guys can envision that, please. If there is some sort of graphic designer or like pristine artist out there that can somehow superimpose Vince McMahon's head or draw it as Ursula when she gets real big and starts.
And then just tweet it to us.
Yes,
after tweet you draw it or make it.
And maybe it'll be great. It might be our cover for a good couple months.
Yeah, if someone comes up with it, that's it. If someone comes up with a drawing that we're talking about, up to our standards, of course, it's going as our profile pic until the next show.
I like it.
Okay?
Yep.
And I mean, if something comes in, we'll announce it by next show, so we're giving you a week.
Oh, no. Art takes a little bit more than a week, and if someone listens to it, that might be the right artist who listens a week from now.
Okay, I'm down for that
then. We'll give it until after. We'll give it the full month of December.
I'm down. Okay. All right. By the new year.
By the new year, we got a new photo, and it's Vince McMahon as Ursula.
Yes.
I like it.
Oh, yeah, me too. That
anyway,
definitely has to happen.
Undisputed Era, bringing them up to Raw will be great entertainment value, but for what I see, that I don't think that they're not going to stop the momentum of McIntyre. They should stop the momentum of Lashley, and Corbin's starting to come into his own as they're not going to stop that momentum that they have with these guys and bring up the Undisputed Era, to which everyone and their mother would hope that these are the guys that are going to stop these guys. No, they're going to get crushed. Lars Sullivan's going to side with the big guys, and you're going to have 4 big guys. And Corbin, I didn't realize how tall Corbin was.
Yeah.
Corbin's as tall as fucking Strowman. Strowman's got about 85 pounds on him.
Yeah. Yeah, no, he's, I mean, if not, he's within, a half
maybe
inch or
a
an
hair.
Inch at the most. You know what I mean?
But the lack thereof on his head.
Exactly.
Zinger!
I mean, that whole show right now, the way it is built.
The design is flawed.
Yes, very much so. Well, and they ran into some bad luck most recently, of course. But you still have a Bray Wyatt coming back.
That is beyond bizarre. He's already back. He was at a show.
Well, I know, and that's what I mean. I mean on TV is
either
what I mean with him.
They're at that point again where they don't know how to write him in because they haven't, and they've showed maybe hopes that they know what to do with him.
Yeah.
And then they completely fuck it up again. I just think that they don't know how to handle unique characters. Like gimmicks.
Like legitimate.
Like gimmicks.
Yeah.
Good gimmicks they don't know how to handle.
No, I agree.
Elias right now is, I don't know how he's keeping his head above water gimmick-wise, because they usually would crush it by now, especially with a turn, but Elias is really good. He's like one of your only gimmick-type wrestlers that they've had some sort of success with on Raw.
Yeah, absolutely.
You don't see too many gimmicks on SmackDown.
No, because of the style of what they try and portray.
You see more realness. I mean, if you want to call The Miz a gimmick, maybe. The A-lister, that's a gimmick.
Yeah, well.
Although he's probably like that in real life. Maybe not as arrogant, but.
Yeah. I mean, he knows how good he really is.
Yeah, I don't want to fucking jump to any conclusions. Anyway, they don't know. They try for the gimmicks. They fail miserably because people just want to watch, like the hardcore or the diehards, they just want to watch the wrestling portion with good storylines. None of the E part portion of the, because it's not entertaining.
No, and see,
it's stupid.
Look, and as much shit as we give WWE and we as a wrestling,
you mean the,
as a wrestling community in general.
The figurative bag of dog shit that I left on Vinnie Mac's doorstep and then I ran away after I lit it on fire. That type?
Yeah, I'm just saying, everybody...
Or figuratively speaking,
I was literally, figuratively, but... Literally meant figuratively.
Gotcha.
But I just think it's such a hard balance of wrestling. Because look, if you look at Raw and the talent that really is on Raw, if they were... written the right way and booked the right way, it could rival SmackDown easy. It really could. There's so many unused potential, guys sitting in the back, you know what I mean, that they can do it. It's just unfortunate the way it's being booked and whoever is writing this and producing this, that they just are not getting it right and back themselves into a corner. Now they got to get out of it, especially with Roman out. Of course, another big one was Matt Hardy, who was getting a push and kind of then is beat up.
He was a good tag mid-card.
Exactly.
Act.
I mean, he
got over with the fans, so it was a plus.
You don't know what you're doing with Finn. You just lost your monster. I mean, there's so many things that are piling up for that. Not that I'm giving them an excuse, but it's hard. It is a very hard thing to do. But then you look at the night after on SmackDown, and they'd make it look pretty easy. You know what I mean?
They have one less hour and a lot better. They have Becky Lynch. So already they're stacked. The odds are stacked in their favor because, as we've said before, she's the most popular.
Yeah.
I believe.
No, you're right. Absolutely.
In the whole company.
Yeah.
And that's including NXT. I think she's the most over out of everybody.
Yeah, she definitely surpassed Ciampa.
So they have that. But then they have the... Look at the talent pool that they have. They have all the hardcore, like the Samoa Joe. They have, it's like the indie scene over there.
Yeah.
Like the top names like Ring of Honor, New Japan, TNA, Impact, however you want to go with it. Like, and that's who their main focus is. They fucked up Nakamura. He came back a little bit with the brutal assault on Rusev.
Yes.
That was actually a pleasant surprise for once they actually did something with him. Didn't have to be a match, but at least he did something somewhat meaningful. Yeah. But for the most part, they've handled the majority of their roster fairly well.
Yeah, they have.
And they have a tag team division that actually is viable and legitimate.
Yeah, and not only that, and also with SmackDown ending the night and ending the show was the Battle Royal where Asuka was added to the match for the title with Becky Lynch and
it's
Charlotte.
Because it was Charlotte Becky,
yes.
Three or four times. And they finally, maybe they listened, I use that in heavy tones, listened to their fan base. Like, how do we make this just a little bit different, but then still please everybody and maybe throw a couple people off? Got it. Throw in Asuka.
Yeah.
And then you make it... I mean, they made it fun because it was a battle royal for the number one contender. I hate how they just give the number one contender away.
Yes.
Like, when people earn it in fun matches, like gauntlets, battle royals, whatever it may be.
Yeah.
But they just got it right. They did it. This was right. This was a good decision.
I love the decision of adding Asuka. I kind of wish they would add one more. And because
who?
I've said it, I don't know who. I don't know who. I don't have a deep meaning behind it. Yeah,
you just threw it out there.
Exactly. That's what it is.
The people got to dwell on it now. They're never going to know who you actually.
Because I wasn't thinking a person. I'm thinking a concept more than a person.
He wasn't thinking
because
he didn't have your hearts and your souls in his mind.
I'm not a triple threat fan. I much rather have the Fatal 4-Way than a triple threat. I always think it's just very awkward.
I mean, the only person that would stack up in my mind that would actually, I mean, would be Naomi.
Yeah.
Carmella's more over at the moment. But if you're going to go kind of like skill level as a whole, because there's a shit ton of it in this, and they're all different in this match. Yeah. Naomi would just bring that extra element because she's got hops and shit.
Yeah, hops you're right.
Shit. Yeah, people are gonna, she's got hops and shit. That sounds like a fucking like a Jewish law firm.
Wait,
welcome
why?
To Hops and Shits.
Why does that sound Jewish? Hops and Shits?
Hops and Shits.
Why is that Jewish?
Because it's got the Z at the end. Isn't that... No? Hop, German? Hops and Shits. It was German. It's part of the Third Reich.
Man, what is with all the Jewish and...
Because Hanukkah's on its way, and we're...
Okay, so you're talking about the Third Reich.
Let me backpedal real quick. Let me backpedal.
Thank you.
Let me backpedal.
And not only that, this isn't the first reference because you referenced the Aryan race before this. So what is going on with you today?
I don't know. Don't try and fucking put me as a fucking racist or anything, you cocksucker.
No, you're married to a Jew. You're allowed to do what you're saying. You're not an anti-Semite.
I'm an anti-Dentite.
Exactly. So
let's bring it back to the wrestling.
Yeah,
before
we need to rewind.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, with SmackDown with the Fatal 4-Way, I get it. You're not a triple threat. I think they got it right though.
I still think the match is gonna be great. Don't get me wrong.
I actually don't want them to add someone.
Yeah, I mean they're not going to obviously, but I think the match will be great. But just from my personal preference, I'm just not a triple threat person. It takes three really, really, really good people to be able to pull that off correctly.
I think they found them.
I hope so. I mean, I believe they will, obviously. Honestly,
it's at TLC, though. There's weapons involved. This doesn't have to be a pure wrestling spectacle.
Right. Yeah.
This doesn't have to be technical wizardry.
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot of fucking kendo sticks, chairs, tables, maybe a ladder in there, too.
Considering it's TLC, good bet.
Yes. But I want to just double back real quick to Raw.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're, I think they brought up the wrong guy, A. Or if they're going to bring up Lars, I think that Raw's saving grace with Roman out and Strowman out and them not really having a focus guy. Like, mm-hmm. Rollins is the load. He's your
workhorse.
He's your load-bearing wall.
Yeah.
He's carrying the load of the show. Because when people tune in, they talk about Seth Rollins.
Yes.
Those matches. Seth Rollins, Matt. Seth Rollins. Not so much his... I know. It's a tongue twister, goddammit.
Keep going. Keep going.
It's not so much his promos and whatnot. It's the matches.
Yeah.
That's what people want to see.
Well, but and who gets the biggest pop on Raw? It's Seth Rollins by far.
Yeah, the Burn It Downs are fucking...
ridiculous.
Astronomical. But Elias is right there with him with what does WWE stand for.
Very true.
Because they are fucking deafening. But anyway, they need Velveteen Dream. He would be that guy... instantaneously over with the crowd.
Yeah, absolutely.
And he's that guy to fill that gap. You can put him mid-card to main card. He can run the gamut on his start against fucking, I don't know, who's a pain in the ass mid-level heel.
I mean,
it should be Lashley.
I was going to say, that was the first... Before you even said mid-level, I was going to say Lashley, and then you said mid-level. So, yeah, I would say Lashley.
If they're the new authority, he'd be a perfect foil because he's so good on the mic, mm-hmm. and he's such a good antagonist.
Yeah.
He'd be so good against that.
And
fucking you get Dream versus McIntyre? Oh.
Yes.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. But see, you would need
You're
to call
welcome again
couple.
For my booking... extraordinaire.
Or not really not call up because you're still missing Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens.
I have something to get when we get into the rumor talk.
Okay.
We'll get into that.
I know what
you were leading to.
Yeah.
When we were started this off the way it is. And I think it's to lead into the effing topic question.
It is. You're dead on.
I know. I'm pretty good at this thing called podcasting.
So we'll start off with yours. And basically, this whole injury thing is where you led this.
Yeah, it was because it's everywhere.
Yes.
It's not just in your main regularly scheduled programming of WWE. Mm-hmm. It's the indies. Like, there's so many people that are getting injured, and it's not so much. I really went with the risky spot and the dangerous spots because of what had happened about. It was about a week ago, maybe a little less, with the cinder block spot.
Yes.
Like, come on.
Yeah.
Like, you're in. Anywhere, like, it's real. It's a real fucking. They're heavy. They're like fucking 8, 10 to 15 pounds of concrete, of brick.
Yes.
You're throwing that. I'm not going to go into like Newton's law and fucking force, but dropping that 2 feet, it's going to hurt.
Yeah.
Dropping that 3, 4. If you're 5, 6 feet away and you're throwing it with more force.
Yes.
The guy has like fucking brain damage. Like, that's the risky, dangerous type of spot. Like, is it necessary?
Yeah.
Is it necessary to...
Well, and that's to word for word go by your question. In a sport that already has a bunch of injuries, do you believe that dangerous / risky spots in wrestling are a necessity, or are they more unnecessary?
I mean, let's face it. In certain types of matches, you're going to get your more... risky and dangerous spots. Like, look at what you got coming up at Final Battle. You have a triple threat tag team match with, like, it's a ladders match.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think that they're going to do? They're just gonna fight regularly and set up a ladder? No, there's going to be ladder spots. With Money in the Bank, there's ladder spots. And every year, I think one person gets hurt in that match.
Yep.
Sheamus did it twice, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that, it's great. They're putting on a show. And that's that's why wrestlers are underappreciated in a wide range, because they're doing this. They're not doing this some are doing it for themselves to get over. But the ones that have made it that are doing it for you.
Yes. Yeah. Now, to that point, we have a response from Jimmy Rave. He says,
professional wrestler.
Yes, professional wrestler. And he said, I believe the guys used the risky situations in order to get noticed. He said he did back in 2000 to 2003. But guys should scale those risks back once they achieve a level of success. Once you got the public's attention, make them love you as a performer or character, not a train wreck.
Yeah.
Which is, I mean...
spot on.
Exactly what you said. But then, now you got... this one from Cassie Mills. I think risky spots are necessary, but there's a level that is unnecessary. Death matches, throwing cinder blocks at heads, etc. I also think at a certain point, if you cannot perform those risky moves safely, you need to evolve as a character, like Taker and Kane dropping HBK.
Well,
that's a heel turn. The heel turn she's talking about, right? I would assume.
No, when they're not strong enough to
catch when
he moonsaulted. But
yes.
I know where her head's at with this, but mm-hmm. for that, they've already developed. They're so far into developed characters, they've started to undevelop their character.
Yeah.
So that would be more like, and let's face it, you fucking could have threw a wrestling buddy off of the fucking ropes and they would have dropped that too.
Yeah.
You lose coordination once you get over 50, I think.
Yeah, but you know what? Now, death matches, I'm back and forth on death matches because we've seen fair share of
quote unquote death matches. We've seen hardcore matches, which are, believe it or not, different than death matches.
Yeah, way different when you really see a real death match. Absolutely.
And the thing is, being a fan and seeing the people get up afterwards, I'm like, they are exciting. Like, there are some holy shit moments.
Yeah, absolutely.
Some of the spots at death matches are unnecessary.
Yes.
But they go in, like, when you're signing up for a death match, you know what you're getting into.
Yeah.
The fans know what they're about to see. Mm-hmm. There's a high expectation of not pure technical wrestling. There's a high expectation of someone falling through something, someone getting busted open, just a complete, to quote, a train wreck.
Yeah.
That's what you're looking for in a death match. That we have seen some good wrestling,
mm-hmm.
quote, death match types.
Well, the match one, I'm going
to
say...
The one that comes to mind is... Go ahead.
I was going to say at WrestlePro. the main event at WrestlePro in the cage.
Oh, no, I was going a completely different way. Okay. I was going for the main event at Progress, Philly.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that was a very, very good one, too.
That was a lot of... we're talking about Jimmy Havoc versus Ricky Shane Page.
Yes.
I mean, it was gory. Yes. It was bloody. There was a point of where Ricky Shane Page got dropped and blood spit up in the air.
The Canadian Destroyer off the top rope.
Off of the chair, off through the table. Off of the chair,
table, yeah.
Through yes. the tables that were set up on a chair off of a ladder.
Yeah.
Which was a holy shit moment.
Mm-hmm.
It's dangerous as hell. Yeah. Ricky Shane Page got up and walked out
mm-hmm.
under his own power. But now I know what match you were talking about and it, his name is
I know. I couldn't think of the names either.
He's on Impact. He's with Fala.
Yes.
And someone's going to tell us.
Yeah, please do. Please, I mean, I please tell us.
Kevin? Kevin something?
KD? Why?
I think I'm close. I think I'm in the ballpark. You're close, yeah. When he tried to jump, mind you, this wasn't a regulation cage that you're going to see
no.
in WWE. This was a chain link fence that happened to be probably about 12, 14 feet tall.
Yeah.
Like wire tied and chicken tied together. He climbs to the top of it. I don't know how because it's not being held up by much. And no. then tries to jump off of it
mm-hmm.
and almost fucking breaks his leg.
Yeah. It
he did it.
It was ridiculous.
Like, that's the crazy type of shit. Like, was that actually necessary? Probably not.
No.
The match wasn't that great to begin with. I hate to say it, but
yeah.
of all the matches that night, that really wasn't that great.
No, it really
so
wasn't.
So that was not a necessary
no, that, and
spot
that's,
to take.
That's the point, is that, like, there are certain matches that it is.
You gotta feel the, you got to feel the crowd. I mean, I know, I get it. It's mm-hmm. a cage match, kinda.
Yeah.
But...
cage-like.
Pick your spots.
Yeah. So, I want to move on to our second topic question, and this goes back to what we opened up with.
That's why I thought you were starting with this one.
Yeah, no, I would go with this one. It doesn't. I wanted to shake it up a little bit. So, after Raw fans wanted a refund, and after SmackDown fans were chanting, "Thank you, SmackDown." So, is it weird to you that the same company can churn out such different results doing the same basic thing? And also, could it be a work?
I thought about this one so... like, you put this out. Like, mind you, we both have control of this account. You
yes,
put this
of
out,
our Twitter account.
And I thought about it. I was like, huh, this is a really good question.
Thank you.
Because, and I know people are like, well, no, it's not. They're so fucking stupid over on Raw. It can't be work. It's been like this forever. But Raw's been the A show. Raw's been the A show for a while. SmackDown was good in spurts, but mm-hmm. Raw was always the main show.
Yes, always.
Is it possible that, I mean, I like the work idea. They are trying to promote heavily that SmackDown is a great product and they're going to be putting it on a new network for $1 billion. Like, they have to make this look superior.
That
and
was my
this,
point.
And it, you can say what you want about Vince. He's not an idiot. He's not senile. He's done this for a long time. And when he was fucking raking it in and giving you everything that you wanted, the craziness, that was Vince McMahon. Vince McMahon was involved in all that.
Yeah, remember, Vince Russo left. It wasn't all Vince Russo. You know what I mean? And Vince Russo left, and it got even better.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's the thing. And that's where I'm glad you nailed my point, is because that's where I kind of was going with the whole work thing. You know what I mean? That's what I was thinking. People took me too literally with the work thing, the way, you know what I mean? The way it was worded. I think they thought...
Here's the thing. Sometimes for the greater good, and I'm going to use a sports reference here for people, for the greater good of your team longevity, you're not that good.
Mm-hmm.
Like you have the talent, but you just don't have you don't have that top-notch player. You don't have that perennial all-star.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of do, but the fans don't think you do. So yep. What do? You tank for a little bit. Tank for a little bit.
You trust the process.
You trust the process. I just got a Celtics fan to say that to me.
I knew it was coming. I figured I'd say it.
You trust the process. And now, for the greater good of the company, not only you're letting some people develop, but you're also letting your talent on the other show shine.
Mm-hmm.
So for the greater good, you're tanking.
Yeah.
It's a work.
That was my point from the very beginning.
I love that mentality because they could turn it up at any time.
Like
can,
I said,
it can turn. It's because they have spurts of greatness.
Mm-hmm.
They do. Believe it or not, you can fight me all you want till you're blue in the face. They have spurts of greatness. They have it. They just, for some reason or another, and the fans are so, that we live in an age of impatience because everything is at your fingertips. Yeah. Everything.
Yeah. Like attention spans.
Yeah, when you waited a week, you weren't able to talk to everybody in around the fucking world in the 90s. You couldn't talk to everybody. I mean,
you had AOL, Messenger, and stuff like that, big really, chat rooms and stuff. But
you really gonna compare that to?
No, absolutely not. I'm just saying there were. I mean, I knew there's gonna be people saying, but you could a little bit
dial up. If you pick up the phone while someone's fucking trying to use it, you lose it anyway.
Yeah.
So you're screwed.
No.
Now you have it.
I completely agree with what you're saying.
So now you're able to talk to everybody. Now you're so impatient that this is like you're able to see Raw on a Monday and you're able to talk about it for another week until the next Monday with a fucking plethora of people.
Yeah.
You couldn't do that back then. You had to wait patiently for the next. What the fuck is gonna happen? It's not like you could see any. Like videos on Twitter or Facebook or YouTube or anything like that. Like, I wonder what these guys are doing.
Yeah.
Oh, they're not telling me what they're doing. And they're not telling me what they're doing.
Not only that.
This is his way of fucking kayfabe.
You don't have sources like Meltzer and PW Insider and all these different things popping up going, oh, Alexa Bliss has a concussion. And, oh, well, guess what? The Hardys are going to be at WrestleMania. They're going to be in Orlando. Like, you don't have that.
They kept
that
one under wraps.
They did. But there were still rumors out there as well of they were traveling. Maybe they weren't. You didn't have that. You didn't know that Mike Tyson was going to show up on Monday Night Raw until they actually announced it. You go, wait, Mike Tyson's at the Royal Rumble? You know what I mean? Like, it's just things like that.
Is this the modern day kayfabe?
Yes.
This is like, pretend we're this bad. Pretend that we have no idea. Pretend that we're going to tank so much so all the people can start getting their hoo-ha's up about new companies starting up to take us out because we don't have what it takes. They signed some of the biggest names in the UK. They're actually running in partnership with Progress, Evolve.
Evolve.
I think they might have an idea of what they're doing. I think they might. They've signed only some of the biggest names in all of the indies. They signed them. They're working for them. Could this be his way of, like, he's just sitting there. He's like, all right, just wait for it. Now. Like, that type of mentality. Like, you give people a reason to wait. Let's face it. The numbers go down. They teeter. This is kind of a slow year. Football starts up, and then the playoffs come. And it's kind of a slow part of the year. So you build up.
Now, I'm going to play devil's advocate on my point, and you since you agree with me, our point together is when I put this out and I was reading it and I thought, okay, this is how I feel about it. Now, who's going to come at me and say this? And the thing is, oh, so what you're saying is they're choosing to put on a shitty product on purpose and don't care about fans who watch day in and day out. You know what I mean? That was my first instinct of someone coming back at me.
No, I'm going to say this.
Like you're saying the tanking. You know what I mean? That's where I go back with that.
The Sixers caught shit from everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody. Mm-hmm. And they knew that they were tanking. We know that they're putting on bad products. We know. They hear everybody. They might pretend that they don't. They hear everything. The wrestlers, management, the writers, everybody that you're bad-mouthing. Why don't they do this? Why don't they do this?
Yeah.
This is the same thing that we went through in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
The tanking, purposely, for something greater. The greater good of the company.
Yeah. I mean, believe me, I was just saying that
Is it crazy? Is it far-fetched? Yes, because why would you hurt your company, your money, your ratings? Why would you do that?
I mean, the answer is easy. Is because you know there's always going to be fans.
There's people still talking about it. Yes. We are talking about it right now. We're two schmucks from Philadelphia talking about Raw and how bad it was. Mm-hmm. You're still talking about it regardless.
Yeah, whether you hated it or loved it, don't matter.
You tune in every week. Do you tune out? Maybe. You don't give them the satisfaction. You're fighting the good fight. But who will be right there once it fucking once they slap you with it. Well, yeah. Those same people.
Once Velveteen Dream and the Undisputed Era and they, Gargano and Ciampa all come up.
They probably have all these ideas back in the, in the back. Like, all right, well, going through storylines and whatnot. All right, this is perfect because it gives us this amount of time to start this storyline. Right now, we're going to destroy everybody on the roster. This gives us time to write these storylines.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like a sleight of hand.
Yes.
All this is happening in front of you while everything is happening behind you.
Yeah. Like a chess match, you're setting up.
We're so fucking good right now. Like, everything is flowing with pure lucidity.
And you had to mention it, too.
Well, I want everyone to know out there that this wasn't planned. This just happened. This was a gift that we gave to you. Your ears are so pleased right now. You're turning up the headphones, the radio, the transistor radio, whatever you're listening to us on. You're turning us up. You're like, oh, my God. Like, you're getting it. You're getting it.
All right, let's dial it back in.
Okay.
And
fair enough.
Because what we've been talking about, there's been so many things popping up in my head for this next segment that I already didn't have. Uh-oh. So I think it's time to go to rumors. Look at all these rumors surrounding me every day. I just need some time to get away from all these rumors. I can't take it no more. If my best friend says what I never meet the girl next door. All right, so like I said, there were things that I didn't have that basically were popping up as we were talking as far as rumors go.
Oh.
And the big one...
We had a bunch of rumors. Now we got more?
We got even more because you just kept basically unlocking the more memories that I had.
I'm like fucking... I'm like the head character of a video game unlocking levels in your brain.
Sure. So you said WWE purchasing all these free agents and bringing them all
actually
in.
Actually becoming partners with well-known other indie companies. Promotions.
Correct. Now, I want to know, did you see the rumor that WWE has signed Walter?
I did see that.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a rumor. I think that's almost like
deal. Yeah, it's hard because they don't announce it right away when all this talk is going on. Like, it hasn't become WWE official anyway.
No, and it...
But a lot of different sources were citing that Walter has signed.
Speculating, yes.
Yeah. So that's huge. That's another gigantic name. In the back pocket.
And a gigantic person.
Yeah, in the back pocket of WWE.
And he fits right in. He starts out at NXT UK.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then makes his way over. Because he'll get over and he'll be just like Pete Dunne and all that. Pete Dunne has a really big problem with his hands if Walter comes over because he might take that fucking title.
Yes. Yeah.
But, yeah, he fits in. You put him up against Keith Lee, Ono. I mean, he would have been great against Lars Sullivan, let's face it.
True.
He fits right in with their NXT model and their developmental into the main card.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's the thing. As soon as I saw the name, I'm telling you, I don't know if I've ever even seen a Walter match at all. I'm trying to think back.
He's a big guy who's no also idea. Athletic. Just, we started off so well. We did. Now you're throwing bottles at dogs. I mean,
it was bothering me. I couldn't take it anymore.
The dog just wanted some water. The dog. That's it. The studio's a madhouse, by the way. The studio. We've switched locations. Now we're out into the main area, and we got dogs. They need to take Larry over here. Doesn't want the dogs to drink. Wants them to be dehydrated.
I don't want the dog to drink for an hour. I'll just take some water and walk away.
Jeez.
Very simple.
Hey, you want to throw me under a bus? I'm driving the bus now, motherfucker.
Anyway.
Beep, beep.
Back to what we were talking about.
You haven't ever seen a Walter match.
Yeah,
well, luckily for you, I really have.
No.
He's a big athletic guy with chops that would probably encave my fucking chest.
Yeah.
That's his gimmick. I mean, he's the fucking world's best chopper.
Okay.
But he's also a really good wrestler. And he's a good character.
Okay. Yeah, because, I mean, obviously, as much as we follow the
independents...
Seriously,
it sounds like fucking like a truck backfiring.
Jesus. Yeah, I...
It'd be good to get him in there, and he chops Big Show from face to heel. Every time he chops him, he changes his personality. He chops him, he's a heel. He chops him, he's a face. Chops him again, he's a heel. It would fucking send the internet world into a frenzy.
So it would like be, the Jay Lethal match.
It would be absolutely hysterical. Yes, kind of like the Jay Lethal match.
Gotcha. Okay. Just trying to envision that is great.
Yeah, his facial expressions would be great.
Yeah.
He'd have to have a heel face. Would slightly differ from, like, I'm looking from like a shocked to like an angry.
So,
That would get over.
Oh, you know, just a little bit. Fox reportedly wants Ronda Rousey on SmackDown. Which is no surprise.
Reportedly? That's a fucking surprise?
Yeah.
She's been away from FS1 for how long? They want her back. Yeah, but she's a draw. She's a big draw for Fox.
Yeah, I mean...
She brings over what... Like, you're not going to get that fully on USA. You're going to get that on Fox because people be flipping... Because people have Fox saved on their fucking... Fox Sports on their fucking... Oh, let's see what's going on Fox.
Yep.
Rousey's back.
Yeah.
Booyah.
Exactly.
Why the fuck wouldn't you? Not only that... She's already intertwined with fucking Becky Lynch and Charlotte. Mm-hmm. She's going.
Yeah.
Everyone thought it was going to be, oh, it's... No, this is going to be your SmackDown main event. That division, that woman's division, above and beyond, that's the top of SmackDown.
For sure.
Which is crazy to say. You have Daniel Bryan as your champion. When you think that, like, one of the most over faces, who's now a heel, he's your champion. He just beat AJ Styles. AJ Styles was your fucking champion. The women's division is on top of fucking AJ Styles and Daniel Bryan. What is wrestling in 2008? It's fucking amazing. What it is. It's the transition of what's going on in all of wrestling. If you actually go back and think about it.
Yeah. Like just remove 10 years.
Think about
that's what I'm saying.
2014. Think about 2014 when Daniel Bryan was the champion. Daniel Bryan's the champion. He's the main face. Daniel Bryan's your champion right now, and there's a women's division that is eclipsing the rest of that whole show.
No, I know.
Then you're going to add Ronda Rousey, who already has now history, and then you bring up Shayna Baszler, and now you have a fucking... You have of the first hour of your show.
Yeah, which you have is why I think they're probably going to 3 hours.
Not only that, but you've built it. You've outshined your competition, the A show. Mm-hmm. You've done it.
Well, you know what? All right. But before we go any further, I still have one.
I'm just going to throw this out there, folks. We're like maybe like 40 some minutes in. But we're not even close. So we're going to fucking talk your ears off today. But it's engaging.
So
you're nodding your head yes. You're nodding your head yes.
The A show B show thing is a crock of shit.
Yeah.
Like, it's a work. It's absolutely a work. And I love that everyone buys into it.
Especially when it comes out of Stephanie or Shane's mouth.
Yes, because all they're doing is purposely taking, all right, we got to have Raw fans, we got to have SmackDown fans. Now we're going to call Raw the A show and call Raw and SmackDown the B show, which is going to infuriate all the SmackDown fans. So then they're going to revolt. Like, it's all a work.
And the Raw fans are usually the not the diehards. They're usually
they're the fans that they look for the network.
Yeah.
They're the casual fans.
They're not going to the casual fans aren't going to get into it. Casual fans aren't going to get into it with diehard fans.
No.
They're just not going to waste their time.
No.
Cuz the fucking diehard fans are going to talk to them until they're fucking blue in the face.
Yeah.
But and you get so worked up because you put it on the wrestling product and everyone's getting so up in arms. They're not the A show, the real A show.
Yeah,
and then you get fucking schmucks like me who go, the real A show is really NXT. To really just be a complete...
As Vince is swimming in money, Scrooge McDuck.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say Donald Duck. I'm not sure where that went, but I'm glad I said the right name.
I thought you were going to say, like, Yosemite laughing. Sam or something.
No. He's laughing all the way to the bank. No matter how much you bitch and complain, you are watching the WWE. And that's the main point that matters.
Everyone's thinking, like, these are separate entities. These aren't the same company.
Yeah, I don't think that. But, I mean, you forget about that, like, and you bitch about Raw and SmackDown and how is NXT so great and Raw sucks so much. And you're still watching their company. You're still making them all money, whether you like it or not. That's the best part about this.
Mark my words, Raw will be making a comeback.
Absolutely.
It's going to have to because they're going to want to move the Fox too.
Mm-hmm.
It's all in the hips. It's all in the hips.
So rumors have been swirling since Alexa showed up on Raw in
Alexa?
Alexa.
You tried Bliss? To say, you said Alexis. You did.
Well, I think I mixed Alexa and showed up. together. No,
you put but Alexa and Bliss into one word.
Okay. I thought I used the S from show just with Alexa. But Alexa showed up in dress clothes and not in any attire to wrestle. And now people were talking about it's a concussion. Is she going to stop wrestling? All these rumors swirling out there. But literally as of today, she tweeted out a photo training at the Performance Center with a local wrestling promoter.
Tommy Dreamer?
No.
A local.
Mm-hmm. We were literally just at his event last
weekend. Oh, Quackenbush.
Yes. She posted a picture training with Quackenbush at the Performance Center today. So, which is encouraging for fans now.
Encouragement. Yes.
Because looks like she might be close to clearing, I guess, the concussion protocol or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, they have a good concussion protocol over there. They really put you through the ringer. They don't want that to be their future because they take a lot of headshots. They fall on their head a lot. And they're not wrestling in pads.
Yeah.
Well, not helmets. That would be kind of weird. Imagine trying to cut a promo with a helmet and a mouthpiece on. They should let Mojo Rawley. Could be Rawley's gimmick.
That was the first person that came Rawley's to mind.
Gimmick. He's so hype. You can't understand one thing he's fucking saying. That might get over.
It might get over. It might be Ultimate Warrior style. Everyone might just fall in love with it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
you're welcome, Mojo.
PW Insider says an announcement could be coming as early as later today that a live stream of New Japan's Wrestle Kingdom 13 will be available on Fight TV.
It is. That's not a rumor.
It's confirmed.
That's in.
Oh, good. Okay. So this last one I saved for the last because I knew it was probably going to take probably the most time.
I wonder what it could be.
The possible AEW.
Okay.
What, you think I couldn't spell it? I wanted dramatic pauses.
It just sounded like you were slow.
No, I didn't mean it like that. But I couldn't be more intrigued by this wrestling promotion. I mean,
it ties into the whole everyone's contracts are up at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the stars aligned, or is this just a mastermind plan this whole time? I mean, Cody hasn't been shy about it.
Yeah.
They put on the biggest independent show. I mean, they have... The only thing is a lot of people are all locked up for a little while. I mean, unless I don't know something that all these... There are going to be a lot of free agents, which there are. There are some free agents right now that would work, but you have a lot of people like... Some of the top wrestlers that were at All In, they're locked into contracts with other promotions. So would you be getting the top acts in quote-unquote everything other than WWE? Or are you going to have to go through your growing pains and sign some of the talent that isn't widely known right now? I mean, you get the Bucks, you get the Elite. So you have your top draw. But are you going to have to... You're not going to get a lot of the other... top names.
Now, did you see the picture that was going around? It was like a grid of superstars that were going to be free agents in January.
Rally them off for me.
No, I'm asking. So you didn't see this picture?
I did, but I forget who was on the picture.
Yeah, well, I'm still actually trying to look for that picture.
Oh, shit.
Because I don't remember who had the picture, but I mean, even looking... I want to say it was like 16 people or 20 people on this picture. And then the funny thing is the announcers, they had listed as Jim Ross and CM Punk.
I did see that.
And there was I laughed at that.
Punk did an article for mixed martial arts, something to do with mixed martial arts, and he was actually asked if... he would consider, if he was called or approached by Cody, if he would consider, and he said, yeah, we consider anything.
Yes.
If the right offer was on the table.
Yeah.
He said he was never made the right offer or an offer at all to be at All In.
Yes.
But if the right offer had come out, then he would listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's probably the closest thing we've heard in, 4 years? Of CM Punk even mentioning professional wrestling?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, kind of gets you intrigued if you're a CM Punk fan.
So I found the
picture.
Gets
me intrigued.
Found the picture, and found the names. Of course, like you said, the Elite, which includes Cody, the Bucks, Omega, Hangman, and Villain.
Which is funny because Hangman had the offer from WWE and NXT, and the rumor a few weeks ago, I believe we mentioned on the show, was that Adam Page was headed to WWE. He just wanted to wait it out.
Yeah.
So is that now not the rumor? The rumor is now that he's going to be a part of All Elite Wrestling?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure. I mean, obviously, no one knows unless he actually
until something actually happens.
Yeah. So with all them, you have Jericho, of course, because okay. he'd be the one of the cornerstones of the company.
God, that would go. That,
AJ Styles.
Okay, yeah, he's a free agent.
The Good Brothers.
Free agents, yeah.
Nakamura.
Oh, boy.
Pac. The Hardy Boys.
Okay. Well, he's not cleared by WWE, but it doesn't mean Matt won't get cleared.
Kazarian and Daniels.
Yeah. SCU.
Yeah.
SCU.
Scorpio Sky.
SCU.
Ibushi.
So.
Pentagon Jr.
Oh, Jesus.
Phoenix. And Johnny Elite.
Fuck. Who said that? Did you make that up?
No, this is on the post.
I fucking hate that. Johnny Elite. Oh, God, I can see it happening.
Absolutely.
I can see it happening.
So, I mean, that roster right there, that is a stacked roster already. Now, no women right now.
No, but...
But it's early, if it's even happening, but...
And there's a lot of people... Here's the thing. I'm going to throw out a couple different tiers to this discussion.
Mm-hmm.
I'll start with the WWE tier. Mm-hmm. Now, there is a lot of current wrestlers in the WWE, NXT, that are very good friends with the people that are supposedly starting this wrestling company.
Yeah.
Now, what is your dream? Your dream is to get to the WWE, if that's your quote-unquote dream. But wouldn't a side dream be being a part of some of your best friends' wrestling promotion?
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, names that come to mind that would fit right in and would benefit more from being on that would be Kevin Owens.
Mm-hmm.
El Generico.
Yep.
Bring him back. And even steal people like The Revival. I mean, they're WWE guys, but they would automatically have a storyline. They've already been birthed into a storyline subconsciously, or yep. No, very consciously.
Yeah, by the Bucks anyway.
By the Bucks.
Yeah.
And Cody. I mean, it's just the plethora of people that... And now here's the thing. Now, some of these people are locked in contracts and whatnot, but would they be the first people to ever break a contract to go somewhere else? They'd be dead to rights. If this is a failure and a massive failure, they would not be allowed back in WWE, or they'd be back in WWE and be grossly underpaid.
If not, and just squashed every match for the first couple months.
Yeah, as the Vinnie Mac punishment.
Yeah, you're going to eat plates of shit and learn to like the taste of it.
Yeah, but if you have the confidence in yourself, wouldn't you just go for it? Like, you know you're one of the best wrestlers. And this is, you could say this about...
I can't see anybody breaking a contract, but then all you do is really wait your contract out, perform for what WWE's doing, and then talk to the Bucks and say, look, when I'm up, I'm not re-signing, I'll
Adam
be with
Cole.
You guys.
Adam Cole would be another one.
Exactly, yeah. That whole Undisputed Era.
Yeah.
The whole Undisputed Era.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That would
exactly.
be...
Exactly. I mean, then you got Ricochet, but I would think Ricochet would stay and ride the WWE wave.
I think Adam Cole would, too.
I kind of think...
I think all those guys would.
Unless...
I think they've done that. They want to see what, for the next 3 to 5 years, what WWE is going to bring them.
They want that WrestleMania.
Yeah, of course. But it's now what everyone who joins the company wants.
Yeah, but when
the champ
you're
and WrestleMania.
Sitting... When you, yeah, that's true. But when you see that... WrestleMania, there's been WrestleManias. You've never been a part of WrestleMania, but now there's these things all in. There's these...
Yeah, but you know what?
It's not the same thing on the different level,
no,
but...
The thing
does
is...
Does that draw anyone away? Does that someone want to be a part of that
so.
More than WrestleMania?
Honestly, I don't think so, because everybody
not,
who's wrestling... Now, granted, you're right.
We're not doing
We're not that. Doing that. But anybody who is a wrestler right now, you can't tell me, because a lot of them are our age. Like, all the guys that are in their prime.
Yeah.
The Bucks and Cole and all them guys.
They're right around
Velveteen
that,
Dream.
Right around that 30. Not Velveteen Dream.
He's young. I know. He is young. But I'm saying they're not far from us. They're not, you know what I mean? We're not 50 years old and they're not 22. You know what I mean? They're in the same age group.
You're saying we should get in there?
I do.
Diamond
Dallas
Page.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
35, Diamond Dallas Page started. I'm younger than Diamond Dallas Page when he started.
Yeah, we got 3 years.
I think I'm going to be the next Diamond Dallas Page.
But like I was saying, I mean, with all that, what did we grow up watching? What did they grow up watching? They grew up watching WWE. They grew up watching WrestleMania 12, 13, 14. They grew up watching,
could have been watching
Stone
Starcade.
Cold. Well, no, very true. But I mean, all in all, Mania was it. No
all
matter
in
what.
All.
But Mania
you did
is
that
it.
To yourself.
It. I did. That's what it is. People want to go to WrestleMania. They want to win the title. They want to be on that stage. And I think a lot of guys, that's what they want to do. And even if it's for a couple years, and they go, you know what? I don't like the way they do business. I'm going to go to All Elite Wrestling or whatever. It's just, I think more people want to go there than not. Put it that way.
Go to WrestleMania?
Yes. And want to go and make it to the big time, in quotations.
All right.
Than not. That's what it is.
Now on to my second tier.
Mm-hmm.
And this one's a little bit more. We're not going to be able to speak of this,
yeah,
but we're going to be able to spitball it. When you're Cody and the Bucks, and you're, a lot of these people are, they're friends.
Mm-hmm.
They're peers. They become their boss. Like how hard or how easy or what kind of transition is this going to be? This is going to be a lot of growing pains. Now you are in charge of these people. Now you have to, you're possibly in charge for their safety, their health, their well-being, but you're also in charge of telling them what to do. You're their boss. If you don't like the way that they're performing, you have to tell them. And I don't know if there's that going on in the back, like the hierarchy of wrestlers, like if they fuck up, they know about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like in a sense, but you also sign in their checks now.
Well, I mean, with that point, I think, looking at from the outside, obviously, because the only way we can look at it is
speculation.
Yeah, is you look at the type of friendship the Elite has alone.
What you get to see.
What you get to see, of course. Just back, not filming stuff, bloopers and all from being the Elite and stuff like that, and seeing the guys up close and watching when they're giving autographs and stuff, they're legitimately friends. And if they're that close of friends, you're traveling with guys like this all the time. You're always traveling with each other.
I'm not talking about the elite so much. I'm talking about the people that...
All the other guys that will have to come together with it.
Yes.
Yes. I think there's so much respect between those, 20, 25 guys I named, that you're in a foxhole. This is something new. This is going to bond everybody together. What you're trying to do. And yes, those guys that were your peers, they're your bosses now.
You're either all in or you're out.
Yeah. But, all the guys that were on All In, everybody that was booked on All In, they had to now look at the Bucks and Cody with the headsets on at Gorilla, telling cues, telling everyone to go. They had to do that already. You know what I mean? And it came out pretty seamlessly. So, as far as we know.
It came out, except for the very end.
Yeah.
I think if you're looking and you're going to lean on someone to be the voice and the kind of like the father figure or the boss.
Yeah.
I think Cody fits
perfectly.
So
yeah,
well into that. But being friends with these people, like Vince is a cutthroat business person. Vince knows how to make money. Will Cody be able to gather that mentality? Because that's who I see. I see him as his father. I see him as the boss. I see him as the person that has to make, that is going to want to brunt and bear the load.
Mm-hmm.
Because you got to remember, he's the only one without, like, quote unquote, a family. Like,
yeah.
He's no kids, no anything like that. He's got a couple dogs, but
mm-hmm.
the Jacksons, they have a wife and kids.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they have the family. Like, Cody's going to be that guy that's going to go on the road with
Yeah, and not only that, his wife is on the road with him. Yeah, you know I mean, she's,
yeah, so that
it's
works,
not like she's
it
sitting
works
at home.
Out in his favor more so than. And I mean, especially if they're running the company, so you're not getting booked for other shows. This is it.
Yeah.
I could see Cody being that Vince.
I agree.
Like, will he have it in him to make the cutthroat? You have to fire this person. They're fucking up way too much. Like, it happens at every job.
Yeah, but nothing, like you said before, no one's more bred to do it
than Cody.
Than Cody. Aside from Shane and Stephanie, you know what I mean? Being bred to do it. Cody's one. There's very others, very few others
very,
that are
very few that have been that are legitimately like that. Born into it.
Exactly. So Cody, yeah, can he do it? I think he can do it. He's been around this his entire life. He knows the rights and the wrongs, the unwritten rules of wrestling, and everything.
And
that
he
goes
wants
with
to make it better.
He does. He wants to make it better for the wrestlers.
He wants to make it better for everybody that's involved.
Yeah. Yeah, I think absolutely to go to your final.
That was just the question. I think he has. I mean, I'm interested to see, and I would love to ask him fucking personally. Like, you're put in the position of being the boss, and how do you handle the ups and downs?
Yeah, absolutely.
Of the job, can you make the Vince decisions?
Yeah, I think he will. I mean, I think he can, and he probably most likely will. So, after all that, I'm basically done with all the rumors we have.
Hmm.
So, let's move to On This Day.
Oh, we got more.
We do. So, the first one on this day, and it's 21 years ago today, and ECW's November to Remember first aired on pay-per-view, and it was in Monica, Pennsylvania, where we have no idea where the hell that is.
No, it's right in our next door.
No.
It's right next door.
No. But it's in the Golden Dome for Monica, PA, and about 4,700 fans.
Almost 5,000 people. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's an independent show.
Yeah. Back then, yeah, absolutely. And 80,000 people.
21 years ago.
Yeah. It was 97.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any reason?
I would put it in my head that it was in the WWE era of ECW.
Oh, yeah. No. And 80,000 people watched on pay-per-view. For ECW at that point, that was
Tommy
tops.
Ate good that night.
Yeah.
Paulie ate good that night.
Yeah, they all did for sure. Also, on this day in 2015, Sheamus reveals his new stable, which is the League of Nations.
The League of Extraordinary Nations.
Which...
half aren't even in the company anymore.
Yeah, it was a pretty big flop.
I wonder if it was meant to be a flop because those guys just got beat down. I don't think they did. They win, and then they eventually turned on Barrett. Barrett left.
Well, and that's the thing is, wasn't it made
I'm afraid
for
I got
Survivor
some
Series?
Bad news.
that was the original meaning of them putting them together was for like Survivor Series. I thought.
Flop.
And then they carried it on way too long. And it was just, ugh, it wasn't fun to watch.
It's the League of Extraordinary Nations.
Yeah. So, we only have one birthday today.
Uh-oh.
But, it is a very good one. And it is a 43rd, no, 45, I'm sorry. 45, I almost fucked that up big time.
He might be rolling you up in a fucking small package.
I'm down for that. 45th birthday to...
Christian!
I was hoping you were going
to
do that.
Christian!
Not gonna finish?
No.
Not gonna do it last year on your own?
Yeah, last year. Yeah. I'm sure someone's already finishing it. They finished it by now. They heard it. They knew what to do. They finished it.
And we literally just got done watching right before we were recording the second season, the first episode.
I love them so much I love them as wrestlers, personalities. I love them so much more now that they're themselves and talking about shit and they're able to express their creativeness. Even more, they're fucking so funny.
Yeah, they're hysterical. They're so good at what they do, and not only that, the chemistry alone, they're so great.
It's funny when you watch them,
mm-hmm.
or if you even listen to them, even if you listen to their pod.
Yeah,
like they laugh, like they still laugh at each other, like whatever. Edge mm-hmm. more than Christian, but
yes,
it's hysterical when they crack each other up.
Yes, or crack themselves up.
While trying to crack the other one up.
Exactly.
That's Edge.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, that was so good. If you haven't watched it already on the network, man, the first episode, it was so good. They did such a good job. Fandango.
Look at us promoting the fucking network.
Look.
We're such lackeys.
It was so funny. It was so entertaining.
It'd be easier for us if WWE just paid us to promote their shit.
That too.
You know?
That'd be nice.
That'd be nice.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, I'm not asking for $1 billion there, Vince, like Fox. Throw me a couple shekels. A couple shekels, would you?
So, I mean, I'm surprised I went into this thinking, all right,
6 hours of talk.
We haven't recorded in 2 weeks on our normal night, we really didn't have a lot to talk about. And look at that,
we created it.
It did, kind of came out of nowhere.
We are the creators. So what are we trying to wrap up?
Unless there's go ahead.
It's non-wrestling related, though. Save this story because I wanted a genuine reaction from you.
Okay. You decided to say something non-wrestling on our wrestling podcast?
Yes. Just a life thing that I want to share with the people. Because I'm only going to tell you. I'm going to tell my wife and a couple other people.
Okay.
So, I'm an electrician by trade in the daytime. Yes. I mean, I know I sound so elaborate. You would think I talk on all different radio stations. But no. I put wires together and I electrocute some shit.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So, after work, I'm doing a side job. Putting in a switch. It's dusty in there. It's like a dustier. It's an older house. It's dusty. They're doing work on it. Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So, both of my hands are occupied putting together this switch.
Okay.
So, if you've ever seen Impractical Jokers, what did I do? Well, the customer was probably about 7 to 8 feet behind me. Not sure if they looked. I open mouth sneezed right on their wall. Like, full on, couldn't stop it, tearing my eyes up, open mouth sneeze on their wall. Didn't turn around. I kind of just wiped it with my sleeve and kept going.
Oh, that's good. Okay, I get you. I see why you did it. All right.
I just wanted the general reaction, and it kind of fit in perfectly because we're talking about cracking each other up.
Yeah. That was
we didn't even plan that.
Now I'm just envisioning Joe sneezing on the wall. Because
I have a power sneeze.
You scream when you sneeze.
Yes, and I tried to hold it back, but it didn't help at all.
Oh my god.
Because I almost smacked my head off the wall. Open mouth sneeze on this person's wall.
I could have seen this.
And I looked I sit there like
oh,
like, if you've ever seen, if people have ever seen me laugh before, I was trying to hold back. Like, I'm a big laugher, too. I'm a big sneezer and a big laugher. I was, like, I'm just staring at this wall by at this point. Like, I'm just trying to pretend like I'm doing something while I'm trying not to laugh. Like, I'm now, like, because it's registered in my head of what I just did and what I looked like when I did that. So now it's registering. I'm still not looking behind me because I don't want to know. And we went about our way. I left and no one ever said anything about it. So he probably said to a significant other, like, this motherfucker sneezed on our wall. Like, that's the lasting impression.
That is awesome.
So, real life shit for you guys out there. Hopefully you enjoyed it as much as Larry did.
Just to wrap up, I wanted to just throw out a few mentions.
Mentions and thank yous?
Yeah, of course, always thank you to the Daily Smark and WrestlingWorld.net as well. Who host us and put up our episodes on their websites.
Put up with all of our bullshit.
TheDailySmart.com and WrestlingWorld.net. Also, if you follow us on Twitter, you've seen the tweets about it. There is this game on your phone.
It's an app. You have to download it.
Well, I mean, it's an app.
You can play it on your phone, tablet.
Well, it's an app. It's a game.
It's a game.
It's the same fucking thing. It's a game, is it not?
You have to download it.
Yes, okay. It's on your phone. You download it.
It's on the line.
you got what I'm saying.
It's waiting out there on the line, and you bring it in. Now, I know that's Instagram. Now, let me tell you about Exchangeagram. Instantaneously, you download this wrestling game, World Wrestling Manager. Instantaneously, you download it, and it's on the line. You can play it on the line. But the cool thing about this game, I'm bringing it back for you, folks.
Good.
You get to be a manager of a wrestler or a stable. You get to be the Paul E. Dangerously. You might not get the big cell phone because they're out of date. The Zach Morris cell phone, you're probably not going to get. But you can be Paul Heyman. You can manage your guys to victory. I got 2 wins last night. I played the game. I didn't think I was going to win a friggin' match. I'm that good of a manager. I don't have to have any hope in my guys, and they just pull through for me.
Very true.
So,
and not only that, I mean, aside from that, while you're playing the game, you can see a little advertisement for your boys here at Brotherly Love Wrestling Podcast.
You sick fucks. You sick fucks. You sick fucks.
So the last thing I did want to mention.
The last next to the last. Gotcha.
Yeah. It just kind of popped up. I didn't want to forget to do this because I really wanted to give this offer out. You've heard us talk about PowerSlam.tv and the PowerSlam TV app. We have a code here, a coupon code, that will give you a free month of viewing PowerSlam TV. And we've said it before, we'll say it a bunch more. This app is awesome, is for especially for indie wrestling fans. This is where it's at. CZW.
Where it's at.
Bar wrestling.
Two turntables and a microphone. Where it's at.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Over the top wrestling, WrestlePro, High Spots Network. I mean, the list goes on and on and on.
CZW.
So all really you have to do is go to powerslam.tv, sign up with and make an account, and in the with the promo code Brotherly Love in all caps, and you will get a free month. And you have to sign up and do this on the website, and then download the app, and you can go on and sign in. That way you have it, but you must put your promo code in on the website when you make your account. But it's worth it. I'm telling you right now. It's
if you,
on.
If you like wrestling,
yeah, it's
download it, watch it. It's a free, such, yeah. It's a free month, and if you like it, which we know you will,
yeah,
you're gonna freaking want to subscribe because the wrestling content is aplenty.
Yes, but to say the least. So if you, yeah, if you have the time and you're tired of Monday Night Raw, hey, on Monday night instead of watching that, turn on Power Slam.
It's a work. You've worked yourself right into a shoot, fans. Until next time, later!